Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Allison Sinclair with JP. It is pouring in Birmingham again, so I'm sorry if it sounds... Maybe it's soothing.
Yeah, it might be soothing to over the in the background.
If you can hear it. Luckily, because I get real antsy and I have to go walk.
Yeah.
So I just like was speed walking down the sidewalk and almost got drenched, I guess.
Wait, so you literally went outside and just started walking down the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I looked kind of like a crazy person. Because I was going really fast because I was afraid I was going to be late.
Well, but, at least you chose the 6-minute break.
Yeah. And I had 2 minutes left, so wasn't much of a walk. But I would really like to talk about this Mark Kelly thing because there's a lot that goes into it. It goes back to, I don't know what it goes back to. Somehow, how do we get here? There's Mark Kelly, there's Russia Gate, there's Comey and Clapper and Letitia. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with the less media part of it, which is Comey and Letitia getting their criminal charges tossed by a judge, which is pretty crazy.
For what reason?
I guess because there wasn't enough merit, the judge thought. So this is the twin rulings by Judge Cameron McCowan Curry were the most significant setback yet to the president's efforts to force the criminal justice system to punish his perceived foes. This is from the New York Times, by the way. So the dismissals, while embarrassing for the White House and the Justice Department, are unlikely to be the last word on an issue of constitutional authority that many legal experts expect could be appealed to the Supreme Court. So this is the thing. Like, if you're going to go after Comey and Letitia James, which please do, have your ducks in a row to where you can actually be successful with it. The rulings were thrown out because the judge considered that Trump illegally or unlawfully appointed the interim prosecutors to go after them. Because remember, there was the prosecutor who said that there wasn't enough to go after Comey and Letitia James, and Trump then fired them and replaced them with a new attorney or U.S. attorney in that district, and the judge considered that was unlawful. So, therefore, the charges get dismissed. It's pretty ridiculous.
So, it's not a... Okay. So, it really doesn't answer the question of whether what they did was legal or illegal.
Yeah.
It wasn't a matter of standing. It was a matter of procedure, and you didn't follow the procedure.
Pretty much. They're still
guilty of everything.
Yeah, I mean, so this is going to get appealed, obviously, but the appeal will be, hey, are the interim prosecutors, is it lawful for them to do that? I don't know why it wouldn't be. I mean, the current U.S. attorney in Huntsville, which, or for the Northern District, I should say, holy cow.
Wow, that shook the building.
Anywho, as we have a haunted house background,
I hope Daryl and Debbie are okay.
The current U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Alabama has been an interim U.S. attorney for 3 years. So is any case that she brings up unlawful because she's an interim prosecutor? Like, I don't understand the grounds as to which the judge said that Trump unlawfully appointed this prosecutor. It's political nonsense. It's an activist judge.
Well, did the judge that was there resign? I can't remember this. Y'all, it all runs together. Was the judge that was there, did they resign and then Trump appointed someone, or did he, can you remove a judge?
Trump removed the U.S. attorney.
Okay. The attorney.
Yes.
So he removed the attorney. So that's, they probably have a case of like, well, it's just lawfare. You didn't like what that attorney said, so you pulled him out and put in somebody that would give you the answer you wanted.
Well, therein lies the question of how much authority does the president have to fire, you know, members of the Department of Justice and rehire new ones. In my opinion, I think that is fully under the president's purview to do that. Because think about it, if you pretty much have a U.S. attorney not not agreeing to go after people with charges that were pretty clear to me. You know, look at the fraud charges up against Letitia James. Comey, this is not the Russia collusion hoax that they were charging Comey with. I believe this actually may have been the 8647 post that he put up inciting violence against the president. Yeah. So there's charges there, whereas they can go and, you know, put Trump in jail for 30-something felonies over, you know, not keeping proper records, but you're not going to go after two members of government that have serious crimes that you can prove because you don't like that Trump he's enforcing his lawfare. Like, no, actually, that's, you can't just do that. So I think it's pretty clear the president has authority to do that, but an activist judge thinks otherwise. So this is going to have to get appealed to the next level and eventually probably all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Remember the 45 goals of communism? You know, make them feel like the Constitution is silly and it's outdated and you don't have to follow the rules, and you can make rulings and activist judges and take over the world, apparently.
So David from Madison says, this issue with the interim attorney or U.S. attorney was that her time as an interim U.S. attorney expired, and that's what the issue was. Not because Trump illegally appointed her. She just ran out of time to be able to fulfill the requirement of bringing them to justice. See, I don't...
Well, he said illegally, not that Trump illegally appointed her. So does that mean he illegally appointed her, or is he saying that was their argument that he illegally appointed her?
David is saying that apparently there's a window of interim U.S. attorneys that there's only a short period that
they can make rulings.
They can, you know, bring charges, which I don't think that's true because, like I said, the U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Alabama has been interim for 3 years. So I have no idea. They're probably just fabricating reasons.
Maybe like a statute of limitations. Like you can only... Anyway, they're going to appeal it. And then who do you appeal it to? Boasberg? Some stupid...
Well, there's been a lot of instances like this where the higher court has actually ruled in Trump's favor. You know, at the case that Boasberg brought up with deporting illegals without due process, that actually recently was ruled in Trump's favor. But then there's also some that are going to be ruled by the Supreme Court any time now. Tariffs is a great example of others where the higher court also said no. So we'll just have to see. I don't know where they're going to, you know, because this is Eastern District of Virginia, I believe, that this is in, which is a very liberal area. So I don't know where they're going to appeal it to, but I don't know. I just think there's too much there. If your reasoning is saying, well, the interim U.S. attorney can't do that, that's just baloney, in my opinion. You got so many U.S. attorneys nationwide. And like I said, you know, one right here in our backyard, that's not a good enough reason. It's just activist judges once again. It's kind of adding an eerie backdrop. I kind of like it.
Do you like haunted houses?
Yeah, I don't mind them.
Okay. Well, I would like to maybe get some of our Huntsville listeners, military or wherever you are, involved in the next discussion of Mark Kelly. I know we have to go to a break, but I think, can we replay that clip of what... Do we need to play the video that started it all? Or do you think most people have heard that?
We can remind folks of what that is, and then we can play the clip that Mark Kelly just put up on the other side here if you want.
And Hegseth is going after him personally. It's getting very interesting over there. So when we come back, we'll cover Mark Kelly. Would love anyone in the military your input on how this works, because I have no idea. And I would love to know. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm JP here alongside Allison. Amy Beth is alive, we confirmed today. Wellness check. She's still good on her island vacation, but Allison and I will be doing the show. Today is the last show before Thanksgiving, so we're going to make a good one for you, but we'll be back on Monday next week. The next 3 days we'll be off celebrating Thanksgiving with our family and eating great food, which we'll be talking about food later in the show, I imagine. We've already talked about food
We will not be eating green bean casserole.
No, I know I won't. But we were talking also about this Mark Kelly situation. We're actually going to play the clip for you guys if y'all hadn't seen it. If you remember, there was a video, I believe, with five or so current Democrat congressmen, congresswomen who were veterans, and they all pretty much made a video saying that the military can refuse illegal orders from President Trump, insinuating you can just refuse orders because their idea of illegal orders is sending in the National Guard to cities, you know, potentially blowing up drug cartel ships coming to America in the ocean, you know, all the actual legal orders. And I think this is a good case of sedition. But now we've got Pete Hegseth saying that they're actually going to bring Mark Kelly back to active service so that he can be court-martialed. It's starting to become a, let's just say Mark Kelly is in the FO part. He's finding out.
What is the definition of sedition?
We'll have to look it up. But first, I want to play the clip. I'll look it up when we're playing the clip. But okay. Here's Mark Kelly's response to President Trump and saying that he needs to be court-martialed and such. Here it is.
Rachel, I've had a missile blow up next to my airplane. I've been shot down, nearly shot down multiple times. I've flown a rocket ship into space four times, built by the lowest bidder. And my wife, Gabby Giffords, meeting with her constituents, shot in the head, six people killed around her. A horrific thing. She spent 6 months in the hospital. We know what political violence is, and we know what causes it, too. You know, the statements that Donald Trump made is insightful. Incites others. He's got millions of supporters. People listen to what he says more so than anybody else in the country. And he should be careful with his words. But I'm not going to be silenced here. Is it stressful? I've been stressed by, you know, things more important than Donald Trump trying to intimidate me into shutting my mouth and not doing my job. He didn't like what I said. I'm going to show up for work every day, support the Constitution, do my job, hold this administration accountable. Hold this president accountable when he is out of line. That's the responsibility of every U.S. senator and every member of Congress. He's not going to silence us.
Ooh.
Okay. Once again, what is he talking about? Was Trump out of line when he said this is punishable by death? Was he out of line because... That's not even what we were talking about, the video you made. What was he talking about?
They're so vague. That's his plausible deniability, is they're so vague. But, you know, I think one of the Democrats in the video said that the video was in response to Trump saying that military can shoot protesters in the leg. But, I mean, it was just a... more grand scheme, Trump can't tell the military what to do because he's enforcing the military against American citizens. And it's just they're trying to obstruct, and they are trying to do sedition, which I actually looked up the actual definition. Sedition is an overt conduct such as speech or organization that tends towards rebellion against the established order.
So Elise Slotkin, she is a senator now. She used to be in the House, and before that, she was in the CIA. She's apparently the one that got this video together and all these people saying, you know, you can refuse to follow orders. What's scary is there was a guy, I can't remember his name. He was former CIA. He was on the news the other night talking about how everything in that video was classic case of CIA propaganda. If you're trying to influence minds and influence attitudes and how you see a situation, from, you know, the trust me to buttering up to establishing authority to giving permission. But he said the scariest part was how vague it was, and that it gives them an out. But she knew exactly what she was doing. Yeah. And now Pete Hegseth said, so Captain Kelly, not only did your sedition video intentionally undercut good order and discipline, but you can't even display your uniform correctly. Apparently, in this post, it shows
his badges, and awards.
And he said, your medals are out of order and rows reversed. When and if you are recalled to active duty, I'll start with a uniform inspection. But it just kind of goes from there where Pete Hegseth says, the despicable video urging the Department of War troops to refuse illegal orders may seem harmless to civilians, but it carries different weight inside the military. This was a politically motivated influence operation. It never named a specific illegal order. It created ambiguity rather than clarity. It used carefully scripted legal-sounding language, and it subtly reframed the military obedience around partisan distrust instead of established legal processes. What happens with this, do you think? So he would be recalled so they could take him and be court-martialed and have a trial? And why just him?
Well, I don't know. I guess they're going to be making an example out of him. Tom with all the kids, who I know is a veteran or currently serving, I can't remember. He's a military guy, says likely Article 94 of the UCMJ under incitement to mutiny. So I think they're, listen here, and this is actually a part of a bigger question which relates to Comey and Letitia James. If you guys are going to hold these people accountable, you need to do it right and you need to make it effective. If you're going to go after Comey, you got to make sure your ducks are in a row so that when he can be punished to the full extent of the law. Same with Letitia James. And the same thing needs to be done here with, you know, Mark Kelly. If you're going to go after him, which I think you have full grounds to do after the video that he made along with others, you better do it right and you better you make it effective. So if they are going to bring him back into, you know, active duty and court-martial him, the DOJ or the War Department, whoever is handling it, you better make sure you dot your I's, cross your T's, do it right, and make it effective. Because obviously the Republicans suck at holding Democrats accountable.
Does this end up being just like the Epstein files, where we bring all these influencers to the White House and we give them a binder that we bought at Kmart and we put a little sheet of paper in the front that looks really official and then there's nothing in it, but everybody gets really excited that something's about to happen?
My cautious, temperament with this is it's probably going to be a lot of rah-rah. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to go after Mark Kelly. And then there's some technicality or something that they don't do fully and correctly. And there's going to be some Democrat or somebody that has influence over it to say, you can't do that because you messed up here. You didn't do this right. And nothing ever happens. Mark Kelly's never held accountable. But it's like, They should have him dead to rights. You're literally on a video saying that you can refuse the chain of command. Now is the time of however you need to do it. Bring him back to active duty, court-martial him. Just do it right. That's all I ask.
Good point. We have a hard time doing it right.
Yes.
But maybe it will make others think twice, even if we don't do it right. This is a lot of attention that you probably don't want on yourself.
That's true.
I hope they thought this through. We'll be right back.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals, all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.